Hey, Quincy Ward 3 counselor Ian Kane's back with us with some new information about a new writing competition. Hey, Ian, good to see you.
Hey, Joe. Good to see you, too. Thanks for having me back.
Always. Glad you reached out. This is a really interesting and fun thing for Quincy Public School students to participate in and maybe kill some time at the same time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's really interesting. So I had a neighbor constituent called, and we were just talking about the situation and, you know, the global pandemic and how this is such a historic period in time. And she said that she had hoped that young people were, you know, cataloging this and writing about it. And I kind of thought to myself, I'm not sure people are actually doing that. And so, you know, I decided to create an initiative where people would have some, reason to do that. And it's very important, you know, this is a special time, and it's important that we get young people's perspectives too.
Yeah, it's good timing too. You might be familiar with the city's efforts, the Quincy COVID Memories Project that they're undertaking as well. So this kind of goes hand in hand. Some of these kids' essays, I'm sure, be included in that.
Yeah, we'll definitely work with the team on that project as well. And you know, the idea for this is, you know, there's prizes that come for each of the levels of the schools, from elementary to high school, and then the idea is that we put this all together in a collective book that we can use as, you know, historical reference.
Super. So I was really surprised at how quickly you put it together, number one, and then how many folks stepped up to support it to offer some pretty impressive prizes.
Yeah. I mean, when you put your mind to it, you can make anything happen. And so I was determined to make this happen. I called, Chris Walker up in the mayor's office, and I called Dr. DeCristofaro, and they were both very supportive and, in the concept. And so I called some local leaders in the community, and people really showed up. We raised $10,000 in about a week, and I'd love to just list their names just Please. To tell people who's participating. Mr. George Burke, who longtime Quincy legend, he lives up the street in Ward 3, former ward counselor, former district attorney. Mayor Koch also is participating as a sponsor. Mike Feenan and Feenan Financial Group. Mike Feenan being the chair of the Chamber of Commerce. Excess Brokers, Brian Riddell separately, Mr. Paul Adamson, who does a lot of real estate in the area, who also owns the Assembly in Quincy, Ryan Barrett from the E.L. Barrett Company, City Council President Nina Lang stepped up, also City Councilor Brad Kroll, also a candidate for Norfolk County Treasurer, Allison Cox from the Quincy Education Association, Walter Hubley from the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association, and James Coughlin from the Montclair Wollaston Neighborhood Association. So that group, I am tremendously thankful for their generosity in making this such a high value cash prize for the students of the city. This is pretty serious money for a young person. And we wanted to make the high school students a little bit higher than the other grades, because we can look at this as kind of scholarship,
Yeah, I'm sure. Folks that are going on to higher education, that'll come in very handy with a $3,000 prize. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
How does it all work? And it's called the COVID-19 Writing Competition, and it's already underway.
Yeah, it's already underway. The idea is that we have people writing a story, an essay, or a poem about, how they're experiencing this time during the global pandemic. Just something, some sort of expressive piece, based on sort of creativity and originality that we're looking for. And so, the idea is that we get submissions in under 500 words each piece, and then we want submissions in by Wednesday, May 20th. And, we'll take a couple of weeks to read through them and figure out who the winners are going to be. And we'll hope to announce them by Friday, June 5th. And, we'll try to do something around that. I think it would be actually really cool if we had people read their pieces, or something like that, that people could present their winnings, especially if we can't be in person. So we might have to set up something like this where we can give them a form to share. We've already gotten in a substantial number of pieces and work, and so that started on Friday, and it's been they come in, I read them, they're totally impressive. And it's actually a very emotional thing for people to share their perspective like this, because it's just such a weird time for so many people. So it's going to be very, very important, and that we hold on to this piece of historical record for the city and for the young people, who will then grow into telling their families and their kids to come.
Yeah, no, I think it's very valuable, certainly. And folks like Ed Fitzgerald at the Quincy Historical Society or at the Thomas Crane Library will find these resources invaluable, and along with future generations too. And you'll get some poignant stories. People have been directly impacted by COVID-19,
in so many ways. And it's certainly, obviously, we're getting towards the end of the school year, and hopefully this is a nice time where people can, it's a little capstone of sorts. And it's not an obligation by any means. This is a totally voluntary thing for people to participate, but it's a good exercise all around.
Yeah. So who are the judges?
I have a nonprofit called the High Point Foundation, which is just an offset of my consulting group. And so there's a board of three people, including myself, that will review each of the submissions.
Okay.
And we'll put them, obviously I'm organizing them myself. So I'm just putting them into a Word doc and by each level of school. And, we'll read accordingly and probably have some very good conversations around what creativity and originality actually is.
Yeah, those are the only criteria, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep it under 500 words, make it original, make sure that you're actually doing the work. And
yeah.
So,
I would think in an experience like this, 500 words, believe it or not, is nothing, as you well know.
That's just the max.
That's the max. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So it's actually broken down by grade levels, right?
Yes. So K through 5 elementary, 6 through 8 middle, and then the high school 9 through 12. And I'll be interested to see where people come in the most. Obviously, there's different groups of students, more students in other schools than others. But it's exciting to see the submissions come in already and that this thing did come together.
That's great. Now, are teachers telling their kids about this during their remote learning classes?
They could be. I think that's their own prerogative. We tried to get it out through any social channels, and obviously this is another way to get the word out too through your show. And Dr. Christopher and his team were kind enough to put it out through their social channels. I think there was a distribution to principals, and then I'm guessing the principals distributed to the teachers, potentially suggesting to share it with their own. But I think we did a good job getting it through at least some social channels that a lot of people have seen it. And then we got it on the Ledger, and talk to Scott Jackson over at the Quincy Sun also, who I think will hopefully get it in this week.
Great. I'm curious if any other school systems in the area kind of take a note and launch something on their own that you're aware of?
That's funny. Actually, my mother works in Milton Public Schools, and she called me this morning to say that her assistant principal at Pierce Middle School had heard about this and that they're trying to figure out how to come up with something now. So we're
trailblazers.
We're trendsetters here.
I think it's a great. It's almost a no-brainer when I start. I'm like, yeah, of course, duh.
Thanks. No, it wasn't a no-brainer at the time, but when the woman I was speaking with suggested this, I was like, oh my god, that just makes so much sense. I don't know if they're doing that, but we have to figure out a way to capture this.
Yeah, good for you. So how do they how do the kids make their submissions to you?
So we're asking them to put it either in the body of an email or in a Microsoft Word document and send it to info@highpointgp.com with the subject line QPS COVID-19 Writing Challenge.
Easy enough.
Very simple. Very simple. Yeah, okay, just do the work and send it in.
May 20th, you said, is the deadline?
May 20, 5 p.m.
5 p.m. Okay, very good. Well, I've got you. I can't help but notice you're wearing a Porch Fest t-shirt. Yes.
Yep.
What's the news on Porch Fest, if any?
We unfortunately are not going to be able to have Porch Fest this spring. Would have been such a great thing, but everything that's going on, and we heard obviously Flag Day is going to be canceled too, so which is very disappointing to me. So we're aiming for a date in the fall, I think around October, if all things kind of open back up as we would want them to. So stay tuned, but I still keep the spirit alive, obviously.
Okay. Have a virtual Porch Fest maybe.
Yeah. Like something. Yeah, I'm sure there's something we could do to engage.
Zoom Fest. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's a great idea. You heard it here first.
That's great. Stop the presses.
Yeah.
Anything else here we should let folks know about?
No, that's it. I appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to continuing to see all these submissions, and it's an exciting contest. So
yeah, what's gonna happen to the ones that don't win? I mean, they'll all be kind of saved, right?
Yeah, I'm still gonna put them all into a book. We'll catalog them as this is the COVID writing pieces that Quincy Public School students You know, we'll put it together accordingly. I don't have that fashioned out yet, but they will all be compiled.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. Anything else going on in Ward 3 we should let folks know about right now?
No, things are quiet. We had a council meeting last week, as you know, and it was a short agenda. We got another one coming up in a week, and you know, we'll see how that agenda looks. But no, it's been pretty quiet. You know, everyone's home doing their thing. So, you know, obviously the city's doing a great job managing the situation. You know, different incentives for small businesses to seek financing help if they're in need. And you know, I think everyone's doing their part. It's such a really interesting and impressive thing to see the community come together to support each other and just relationships being built. Even when you can't be together, you know, and strengthen. So it's a really good time for the community. Although there's, you know, something that's looming around, it's just great to see that everyone really supports and loves each other.
Absolutely. Good way to get a hold of you, Ian, if they'd like to get us some more information or have a question.
Yeah, sure. Any questions, you can still send an email to that email address, which is info@highpointgp.com.
Okay, great.
All right.
Good to talk to you.
All right. Likewise. Thanks, Joe.
All right. Be well.
Take care.
Bye-bye.